Welcome back, everybody, to Therapy Thursdays, giving you a little bit of insight into how we think, our anxiety, what's going on, you know, with the world. There's always something going on with the world. So kicking us off, a shot. What happened this week that made you anxious, stressed out, depressed, confused, dizzy? There's a lot of symptoms we could talk about.
Yeah, there definitely are. I think I might have mentioned last week, maybe not, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the Armenian community right now. There's a big conflict and basically a war going on in between Armenia and Azerbaijan around this disputed land called Nagorno-Karabakh or Artsakh. And I don't know, man, just I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, I'm in the situation where, and a lot of Armenians are, where, you know, we basically, we want to know what's going on, obviously. We want to help our people out. And we follow along in the news and all this stuff, and, you know, a lot of other Armenians are posting about stuff. But, you know, it's constant, you're constantly seeing this, like, war news going on, and all of this crap going on there, and, like, you know, how many people are dying, and what's going on, and, like, you know, there's been there's just so much going on already in the world, right, with, like, COVID going on, and with, like, just the stress of the elections, and just all this other stuff, where this is another thing that's, like, on top of all that, and like, it's disheartening. Obviously, the Armenian people are coming together, and, you know, there's, like, protests going on, there's fundraisers going on, there's all this money and, like, stuff being sent. But then you see, like, some of the photos and some of the news coming out of there, and, like, you know, there were two humanitarian ceasefires that were basically agreed upon, so that, and a humanitarian ceasefire is when, you know, the both sides that are fighting are able to go in and get, you know, all their fallen soldiers, collect their bodies, things of that sort. And both of them were violated within, like, minutes by the Azerbaijan government, and they just started, like, bombing again, like, during the ceasefire. And I don't know, you see crap like that, and it's like, it doesn't make me anxious. It's just like, it, you know, it makes me sad to see that and to know what's going on over there. I don't know, like, all this stuff that, like, this totalitarian government is basically doing, and all the propaganda they're pushing out to their people to make it seem like, you know, Armenia is in the wrong, when they just keep committing war crimes and keep killing people for no reason. So, that's sort of been my last, like, 2-3 weeks, where it's like, every day, you know, I wake up, check my emails, check the news, and then just get, like, bombarded by, like, all this information of, like, what's going on over there. And it's not the best way to start off the day, but it's also, like, I want to know what's going on, right? Like, obviously, I can avoid it and just get off of social media or get off of news sites or whatever it is. But I want to know what's going on. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's putting me in a negative frame of mind when I do find out what's going on because of all the crap going on. Because, like, you'll get, like, again, like, just 2 days ago, it was like, you know, humanitarian ceasefire agreed upon by both sides. And you're like, all right, well, maybe there's hope that, like, they'll stop the fighting and maybe they'll come up to a diplomatic solution. But then literally, like, an hour later, another news story, diplomatic ceasefire violated by Azerbaijan when they started shelling, you know, throwing rockets again. It's like, well, you know, gave us hope and then sort of took it away. I don't know. It's been a couple of weird 2-3 weeks. I haven't really been feeling anxious, but just more down, I guess, a little bit, just because of stuff going on. And, you know, we're helping in whatever way we can here, but it's still sad to see, you know, people my age and younger, like, going to war and dying.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that you don't have to directly feel anxious about, but you can empathize with them, right? Like you said, it's people your age. It's people that, you know, you share the same culture with in the same background. And it's very much one of those things where, like, something devastating is going on in the world and you want to support and lend them whatever, you know, you can. But it's hard because, like, you can't, like, fly out there and, like, pick up a rifle and start shooting. I mean, you could, but you know what I mean? It's, like, realistically, like, those things aren't really going to happen with what's going on in the world and everything else. So it's very hard to kind of, like, just be a standby and, like, a passenger on what's going on. And just every day, you know, you get the news and the news is bad. And then you have that glimmer of hope and it's, okay, there's going to be a ceasefire that, you know, maybe we can work towards this. You know, it ultimately comes down to, like, needless deaths and needless killings.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And, like, the crazy part is, it's, like, this crap has been going on for at least 100 years, right? From, like, when the Armenian Genocide happened to now. But, like, much longer than that, where, like, people have just been killing each other because of, you know, race or religion or whatever it is. And it's not even just Armenia. Like, you see this going on with, like, the Uyghur Muslims in, like, China and, like, you know, all the stuff going on in Ethiopia. And even here in the U.S., just, like, the rampant racism, like, that exists. And, you know, you would think that society today, with all the information we have and how connected everyone is, people would be... would relate more to people of other races and religions and would be more understanding and accepting of them. But it just baffles me that, you know, that doesn't exist, that there's still people out there that, you know, just because of the color of your skin or, you know, how you who you pray to, you know, they want to cause you harm and they want to, you know, they want to kill you or get rid of you or whatever it is.
So, yeah, and that can cause a lot of anxiety in people as well because they're constantly feeling like they're at odds with everybody, right? If you're a little bit different and you go into a situation where people don't look like you or they don't act like you or talk like you, you kind of always feel like the odd person out, right? And then that can cause anxiety because you think everything somebody says is, you know, racially charged or they just don't understand you or, you know, they're never willing to get to know you or it's just all these different, you know, complex things. And at the end of the day, it's like, we're all human beings. You know, we all go through these emotions, right? Like we're discussing, you know, anxiety and stress and everybody experiences those things. And it's just like, collectively, we can do so much better and come together and make everybody happier. Right. And it's like, it is really sad to see that, like, all these conflicts exist throughout the world, and it just seems like a little bit gets done at a time over a large amount of time, but not really much gets done for a whole, you know? And it sucks too, because, like, in your case, right, you're like, well, where's the you know, backing for Armenia, right? And everybody else is like, well, we're also being targeted over here, or these people are being over here. And it's like, they're basically minimizing what you're going through the same way that somebody does it when they have anxiety, right? Oh, just shut up. You know, you're having a bad day, suck it up. It's like, well, no, you know, my people are being attacked. I want to support them. Don't tell me that it's not a worthy cause. Right. And I think overall COVID kind of put a tailspin on everything because one of the big world's watchdogs being the United States is kind of going through, you know, all these infections and everything right now. And we're not there to kind of tell everybody else, like, hey, don't kill people. Don't do these things. And you see this a lot throughout different countries that now they're like, oh, you know, different people are going to war. They're fighting over land or they're fighting over this. And it's just crazy because it's like when that one domino falls of, like, the quote unquote protector or whatever, right? Now everybody's like, well, here's an opportunity for me to get what I want. Who's going to stop me? And, yeah, you know, if nobody's reporting on it and there's no social media, you know, there's no Twitter post, like, live on the grounds, how would you even know that it's going on?
Yeah, no, that's completely true. I think COVID is obviously plays a very big role in why things are so bad because, you know, every nation is focused on their own nation right now because of COVID and trying to you know, manage all of the infections and stuff. But outside of that, I think, not to get political or anything, but like this administration has focused a lot more on, tried to focus a lot more or less on other nations and more on, you know, America. And I think by taking out, like you said, one of the biggest policing forces of the world, you know, other countries have grown some balls. So, you know, they're going out and doing shit that they probably wouldn't usually do. But yeah, I was talking to someone about this just this week. Like, I wish aliens make contact with us this year. And the reason for that is, and even though aliens might be great people, like, whatever it is, like, just so that humans can have, you know, a common enemy and realize that everyone else is human. And that maybe they should be, you know, more accepting and understanding of others. And I know it sucks about all the aliens out there, but like, I think humans as a whole need to come together first before they can be accepting of other other alien cultures.
Yeah, it's basically the plot of The Watchmen, right?
Yeah.
In the end of it, I think the book's a little different, but at least in the movie, they make Dr. Manhattan, like, the bad guy. Spoilers, if... Sorry, I should have said spoilers first, you know, even though the movie came out, like, 15 years ago. And the idea is, like, that people have to come together. There's no longer going to be, like, World War III or whatever because, like, oh, we have to fight this other thing.
Right.
And I thought that's what COVID was going to be, given that it's a, you know, highly contagious disease and it's spread like wildfire throughout the world. And I thought that we'd kind of see that humanitarian effort come together of like, hey, everybody, let's like, you know, do what we can to defeat this. Let's make sure we don't have any lives lost, right? The same way that we would have done it for like measles or polio or all these different things. And it just sucks to see that so many people are so divided over it and people can't find what like the universal truth is versus what their truth is and their perspective. And yeah. Then it's like, even if you have one perspective one way or the other side is constantly like, well, you're dumb for thinking this. So everybody thinks everybody else is dumb, which just leads to more anguish across the board, which, you know, if that didn't unify us, then fuck it. We need aliens. We need somebody to come in and just start fucking blasting people. And then we're like, all right, fuck it. We got to develop our military and everybody's got to join up against the Space Force or whatever the fuck.
It's going to be the plot line of Independence Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, so that was my thing of the last week or so. How about you, Matt? What's made you feel anxious or down or depressed or anything this week?
You know, it kind of is very similar to what you're talking about, because you're kind of putting your ear to the ground as to what's going on in the world. And for me, I've noticed that the past few weeks, due to there being an election in the US, I'm just constantly checking my phone as to like what the news is. And a lot of times it's like, wait, they said what? Or they're doing this, or they did, you know, blah blah blah, for both sides of the coin. And I'm like, okay, wait, I don't agree with that, or like, that's a bad idea, or, you know, just like, it seems like there's so much divide, right, across everybody, and it's kind of the same thing, because we're hyper-focused on what's going on with, like, the election, because the election will determine, obviously, the next 4 years, whichever side is in power, that there's, like, so much, I guess I've just, like, learned so much more about politics in the past like few months, because I've had to focus more based on what's going on with COVID. And due to that, it's like now I'm hyper aware of what's going on, which makes me more kind of, like you said, not so much like anxious, but more, I guess, more like down and depressed almost, because it's just like, I thought it would be the same thing. You know, the world's going to heal. We're going to come together, defeat this thing. And it just seems like everybody is pointing fingers and nobody's saying, here's a solution. It's just, you're wrong, as opposed to like, well, how do we compromise and work on this together? And you know, it really just bums me out when I see reports of people like who didn't get stimulus money and they need money to survive. And it sucks because, you know, on the internet, you read something and somebody says, hey, I can't afford to feed my kids. And you're like, well, shit, let me send them some money or something, right? Hey, what's your Venmo? But then you're like, well, what if they're lying?
Yeah.
You know, and it's tough because it's just text on a message board that you see. And you're like, well, I don't really know this person. You know, they could lie. They could do whatever. And it's tough because people do need help and then people don't help because they don't know if it's being shady, right? And
yeah, but I mean, a lot of times, like you said, it's also, you know, there are con artists out there that'll prey on people's goodwill and will take their money. Like,
yeah, so it's like, you know, if as long as I can afford to give money to people and I'm not going to, you know, obviously it's not going to like make me starve, then I typically tend to donate to different causes and things. And yeah, overall, it just seems like I just thought, like, as a whole, like, as a world, but also, you know, as a country, we were better than this. And it just, I think I've decided to do the thing that we often tell people is, like, hey, take a social media sabbatical, basically, and, you know, don't go on or block things that, you know, are going to cause you issues when you do go on your social media sites, right? At least on, like, Reddit, a couple other ones, you can filter out the type of news that you get. Obviously, if you go on Facebook and, like, your crazy uncle's posting some random shit that you don't agree with, it's kind of front and center. It's a little bit harder to be like, well, I mean, you could just block them completely.
Unfollow, dude.
Yeah, right? Like, you can unfollow them. So there are measures you can take. And sometimes you need to do that, you know, during periods of toxicity. Because if you're sitting at home struggling, you know, and somebody's passively aggressively posting shit about, like, well, you know, real men don't get anxiety. Real men are going to go out and live their lives and they're going to be badasses and soldiers or whatever, right? And you're just like, well, hey, grandpa just told you that I'm going through a tough time, and then you literally 5 minutes later posted this, you know, fucking meme. It's, you know, it's, people start to get a little passive aggressive. And, you know, if somebody's being toxic, you got to cut them out for at least a period of time, unfollow them, do whatever you can, right? And I'm sure completely we'll get through it. It's just that we're in the middle of tough situations all across the board, and it fucking sucks. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, you know, I don't want to paint it as this rosy picture of like, oh, you know, we're doing so well. It's like, we also struggle, you know, both me and Ashot, with what's going on in the world and shit in our lives. And it's like, you know, there are days where you're just like, fuck, I'm down this week, and hopefully next week we'll rebound and we'll, you know, tell you, oh, we didn't have any anxiety and we're doing great. But we know that, you know, realistically, you know, these things keep happening, and it's just, you have to do the efforts and be vigilant about trying to, you know, I guess, like, tackle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just take your meds. I mean, that's what I've been doing. And that helps, you know. Been trying to do a little bit extra meditation, been trying to read, you know, some extra books. Just trying to stay away from some of that news for at least periods of time to get my mind off of things a little bit. But I'll end this with, if you can donate and you can help, visit armeniafund.org. You know, any kind of donation is going to help the fight out there. So yeah, if you can support, please do.